Virgin with Shiva, Lesson 261, The Spine's Central Energy. Once in either current for a long time, it is difficult to flow awareness out of it. There are some people who are predominantly Pingala, aggressive in nature, and strong in their human elements in that area. There are some people who are predominantly Ida, human, physical, and earthy, and full of feeling. And there are some who switch from one to the other. These are the more rounded and well-adjusted type of people who can move awareness through the Pingala current and through the Ida current and adjust the energies almost at will. We have still another basic strong current that you should know about. It is called Shushumna. Within this massive current are 14 other smaller currents which govern the instinctive, intellectual, conscious, subconscious, sub of the subconscious, sub-superconscious, and superconscious areas of the mind. The Ida and the Pingala are two of these 14. So this leaves 12 more within the Shushumna. When we begin a religious pilgrimage or a retreat into sadhana and we want awareness to dive deep within, we have to withdraw the energy of the vibrating Ida and the vibrating Pingala current into Shushumna. This is quite a chore because these currents have had energy flowing in them for a number of years. So, to rechannel that energy is to rechannel the entire circumference of awareness into the Shushumna current. This takes a lot of practice. Breathing, of course, is a major function of control here. Hatha yoga is a major function too. Sitting in the lotus position conquers a great deal of the Ida current. The practice of concentration and observation conquer a great deal of the Pingala current. Some good, solid study that disciplines awareness, such as the study of math, music, or a skill, moves awareness into the Pingala and helps balance these two currents. Then the next step is to bring awareness into the Shushumna. This is the path. However, if awareness is flowing through the Pingala current already and is extremely aggressive, that means the entire nature of the individual is extremely aggressive, intellectual, and it is extremely difficult for him to withdraw those energies into the Shushumna current. Why? Because he will argue within himself mentally and reason himself out of it. He will simply go to another book or have a different intellectual look at it, or go to another teacher, or watch television instead, or go to another lecture. He will never quite get around to bringing in this aggressive Pingala energy from the intellect back to its source, Shushumna, so that he can go within and experience superconscious realms of the inner mind consciously. These two forces, the Ida and the Pingala, are the big challenges. They are what make a person human, in the popular sense of the word. It is the degree of energy that flows through the area of the Ida and Pingala that forms one's nature, his actions, reactions, and responses. The areas of his external personality are governed by these two currents. Om Namah Shivaya.